For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. All over America, the news is out, and everywhere there's a tremendous amount of talk and excitement about deep cleaning Oxidol. Women are getting washes so wonderfully clean and white they can hardly believe it. They're discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women recently, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. John Rising of St. Bernard, Ohio, who attended the demonstration. Here's what she saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. Well, at least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with a leading suds, the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Rising. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more surprising, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, with every day, Ma finds that she must turn to the cousin. Practically everyone else is left. Juppel, Willie, Eddie, and no one suspects that all of Ma's heartaches have been caused by the cousins. The cousins who eventually plan to take over the Perkins lumberyard from Ma herself. The latest development is Sylvester's successful swindle of Willie and Eddie through some mining stock, which... But let's hear for ourselves. It's about 10:15 in the morning now, and Willie is just getting home. Listen.
If you want a
nickel,
I'll give you a
nickel
yesterday.
It's me,
Evie.
Oh, really? Right down, honey.
Well, Sylvester,
there,
did you meet him? Did you give him the money?
Well,
how are you, Sylvester?
Did
you close the deal?
Yeah, I closed the deal, and here, you can put this among our souvenirs.
Oh, thank you.
The account is now closed. What we got in our bank account is now precisely zero.
Oh, we got the stock, Willie. Did you say you put over the deal? We give Sylvester the money. He sends it to his friend. The friend sends us the stock. We pay $2,000 for it. We sell it for $5,000. Stop it.
Yeah, until we get the profits, our bank account is precisely zero. You know, I feel kind of funny, Eddie, taking practically every nickel we got in the world and buying stock with it right at the very minute that I'm out of a job.
Yeah, but that's when we need the profits, Willie, when you're out of a job.
Listen, Eddie, it's been 3 weeks now since I quit at Mars, and not only don't I have a job, I don't even have a nibble. Don't you think it might...
Willie, Fitz, if you're suggesting that you should go crawling back to Mount Perkins like a little baby, I absolutely forbid it. Choose, Willie.
That ain't what I was about to suggest in the least. I was about to suggest something entirely different. Anyway, what do you mean, choose?
You got to choose between going back to Ma and your own right feelings on the subject.
I said I wasn't talking about going back to Mars. Well, it might not be a bad idea. No, I wanted to ask you something else. Maybe,
what?
Well, maybe it might be better. Well, you've been wanting me to get a job for $55 a week. I don't seem to be able to find such a job. So maybe I ought to start something smaller, Eddie, and build myself up to 55 a week.
But you need a boy fresh out of school with no experience. He's got to start at the bottom. He's got experience, Willie. Cousin Ed was telling me there's no substitute for experience.
But if nobody's willing to pay for it, what good is it? See, I don't know, Eddie. I'm not used to worrying about money. I mean, ever since we got married, at least I've always had a job. I feel nervous.
Oh, you just wait till those profits start rolling in. Buy it for $2,000, sell it for $5,000. Profits.
Yeah, but what will we do until the profits start coming in? I can't just lay around the house with my shoes off.
You can't lay around the sofa. You got to take your shoes off.
I'm not talking about laying down on the sofa. I'm talking about getting a job. Oh, what's the use? Listen, I'm going to give myself until the end of this week, trying to find a job for 55. And if nothing happens, I'll answer one of them ads in the Fort William paper where they pay $150 a month. I'll take anything. Now, that's only sensible, isn't it?
Well, I like Cousin Ed all the time. Think big? Be big.
Okay, tell Cousin Ed I'm thinking very big. I'm thinking millions. And then kindly ask him when and how the millions start rolling in. Think big. Be big. That's silly.
Oh, you're probably nervous. At least you haven't found a job yet.
Mm-hmm.
Look, honey, we've got weenies for us. And you love weenies. Would you like me to cook you a weenie right now to make you feel better?
I ain't hungry. Well, maybe I will feel better. What time is it? 10:30. Oh, okay, make me a little lunch, Eddie. Then I'll go over to Fort William and start looking around again. Maybe that's been my trouble. Maybe I've been too nervous. Weenies. Don't forget the mustard. And the piccalilli, too.
And now our scene changes. Willie's nervousness would be increased 100-fold, or should I say 2,000-fold, if he knew the truth, that the stock he's just bought is in a perfectly worthless company. That it's all a swindle on the part of Cousin Sylvester and Cousin Ed. Well, the two schemers have just got behind the lumberyard office now. Sylvester is triumphantly showing his father what he... Well, listen.
There, Patsy. Read 'em and weep. The first time in my life I ever saw so many greenbacks in one bundle.
Hey, suffering catfish. They're all in tens and twenties. Hey, like to choke a horse. Hey, the twenties to choke a horse, the tens to choke a pony. Okay, I'll take charge of that there money, son Sylvester.
What's that? You'll take charge of what, old boy?
Keep their voice down, sure. Cousin Ma, just on the other side of that there wall. You want Cousin Ma to hear what you're saying?
Never mind about Cousin Ma, anyhow. Cousin Ma's talking in the telephone. Still phoning all around the county to get a job for that poor sap Willie. Knowing what a real chap he is, I wouldn't hire him for a dog catcher. But about this money, were you planning some nice special little use for it by any chance, Potsy?
We gotta put it in the bank, son Sylvester. This here's our nest egg against the rainy day.
I happen to have other uses for this money, or at any rate for part of it. Now I got me a bankroll, Potsy. Oh, now I can really romance little Miss Cousin Faye. I'm going to get me a white suit. You know, white linen. In fact, maybe I'll get me two white suits for when one's in the wash.
You can get yourself five white suits. I want my share of the money. So hand it over right now. Please, kindly, if you don't mind, son Sylvester.
Oh, wait. And how about your splitting part of the cost of romancing Faye, hmm? I'm doing it as much for you, Popsy, as for anyone.
What's that? Why, you ungrateful, ignorant nincompoop. It ain't me who gets to go dancing all night and having fun riding around automobiles. Anyhow, I'm the one who steered you on to Cousin Faye and her $50,000.
Well, you're paying half of our operating expenses or no dice.
I should pay for you to stay out all night having fun? You call that operating expenses?
Cousin Sylvester. You out there someplace, Cousin Sylvester?
There's Ma. She wants you. We'll discuss this on our way home to lunch, son Sylvester.
And in the meantime, this cash stays right here in my pocket. Excuse me, Popsy. Come in, Cousin Ma.
Yeah, that's another reason we ought to stick the money in the bank. Because by tomorrow, you won't have a pot. That damn money's going to burn a hole straight through it.
Finders keepers, Potsy. Everything you pick up off the floor, you can keep. Here I am, Cousin Ma. At your service.
Oh, I didn't mean you to come in if you were busy, Cousin Sylvester. Say nothing that important.
As Popsy says in his quaint way, Cousin Ma, I'm at your service to command.
I just happened to be talking to Augustus Pendleton. I was calling him about something else. That's Banker Pendleton, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me a question which, well, I ain't sure I understand it. Now, I'm not asking anything that ain't my business, Cousin Sylvester, but Benson Pendleton asked me, and, well, to make a long story short, you're a good friend of my Eddie, and a friend of Willie, and there was that business of mining stock. And, like you know, they... Well, I ain't seen Willie and Eddie much lately. Anyhow, has either Willie or Eddie said something to you about going into a new business?
New business, Ma? No, I've heard nothing about a new business.
Well, you see, Banker Pendleton said something about Willie investing his savings. And that's what Banker Pendleton just asked me. Is Willie going into a new business? They said nothing to you about it.
That's right, Ma. I've heard nothing about a new business.
Oh, I do hope that Willie really don't do nothing foolish with the money that they've saved. Nobody seems to be able to find a job for Willie. That money is all the cash they got in the world, and... Well, there's no reason for me to bother you with such things, Cousin Sylvester. If you say you know nothing about it, then you know nothing about it.
Why, that's all right, Ma. I want you to come to me about the family's problems. Consult me. Because, after all, it's the same family, Cousin Ma. After all, we're cousins, aren't we? Look around, Ma. The only ones you've got are us cousins.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy-size package. For you'll find that this giant economy-size Oxidol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one giant economy-size package of Oxidol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this Deep Cleaning Oxidol. A wash so sparkling clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, even smell it clean. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol today in the giant economy size package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so Ma has to turn to Cousin Sylvester for information about her own beloved Willie and Eddie. Which, of course, is just what Sylvester wants. What's going to happen? Well, it's Sylvester and Faye and the birth of another romance tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.